Today we're going to talk about the Sox. They are at home at Fenway Park playing their last series of games in a season. Well, that should have just ended a long time ago.
That's right, indeed. What a different a year has made. From World Series champions to dead last in the American League East with one of the worst records in Major League Baseball. And here to talk about that and all the other uplifting subjects from the world of sports is Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hey, Bill.
Hello, Anthony.
So the 2013 World Series champs limping to the end, playing this week against the Tampa Bay Rays before they close out the season against the Yankees this weekend. Not much to look forward to, but on the other hand, this will be Derek Jeter's last appearance at Fenway. Isn't it worth saying something about that?
Yeah, it's definitely worth saying something. It's probably not worth saying as much as has been said. he's a wonderful ball player who's had a long career and great success and won championships and earned the respect of his peers and fans alike. But he's not dead, and so there's really no need to build a statue of him quite yet. And the final tour around the league has been really quite extraordinary.
Well, let's look forward to next year just for a little bit. What can General Manager Ben Charrington hope to do to turn this team around for 2015?
I think he can hope with all real expectation that the hope will materialize that nothing can go as badly next year as it did this year. Anthony, years ago when you were in Washington and I was doing work up here, you called me and you said, why don't you go down to visit the Baltimore Orioles when they're at Fenway Park, because they finished last this year and they finished first the previous year, and wouldn't that make an interesting story? And it did, and I talked to the Baltimore manager.
And that was my idea?
Yes, it was.
I had a good idea.
There was time for everything.
The manager gave me an utterly predictable but completely true answer was this. Last year, everything that could go right went right, and this year, everything that could go wrong went wrong. And maybe we should just let it go at that.
Okay, Bill, is that your way of saying that you want to see a Beltway series this year with the Orioles and the Nationals?
I would love to see a Beltway series, but mostly because the Nationals would be involved. I love the idea of a Washington team being involved. Shades of Walter Johnson. It just gets no better than that.
Someone in Washington would get something accomplished that way.
Well, they might. And of course, if they lost, there would be all manner of jokes about how they were just like the Congress.
Well, let's talk about soccer now, because another season that's about to come to a close is Major League Soccer. In the Eastern Conference, the New England Revs are third behind Kansas City and DC United. And on Saturday, they suffered their first loss, knocking them off a 6-game winning streak, falling to Columbus 1-0. So tell us about the Revolution.
Well, they've been playing really well, and I don't think the loss is necessarily indicative that they won't stop playing really well. They have important games coming up against Kansas City on Friday and then Columbus a week from Saturday. They are in a bunch of teams. It's still very uncertain who's going to make the playoffs. As you say, they're in third, but they're only in third by a point over New York and 2 points over Columbus, and Philadelphia is just another 2 points down. So there are enough games left for that to change up quite a bit. Yeah. But they're an interesting team, full of young players, great midseason acquisition. And I think they may surprise some people and may go somewhere this time around.
That would be fantastic. Well, there's some more serious news in women's soccer recently, and it's about Hope Solo, the goalie of the U.S. national women's team. She's facing domestic violence charges involving her nephew and half-sister, but the United States national team is standing by her and allowing her to continue to play. What else do we know about this, Bill?
Well, we know that she was arrested allegedly for instigating a fight in which she allegedly, again, punched and tackled her nephew, who then hit her with a broom and held a BB gun to her head, and her half-sister tried to get involved, and there were some scuffle there as well. I think the real problem with this, and I probably an argument can be made that Hope Solo should have been suspended at some point until these issues were resolved. But I think it's crazy to compare what circumstances she's facing with the circumstances we've been talking about with regard to the National Football League. 85% of the domestic violence is male-on-female violence. This is a something of an anomaly. And Hope Solo's had all manner of problems before. She was, in fact, the victim of a domestic violence dispute some while back and married the guy who allegedly was responsible for that. So is it the same? No, it's not the same. But should she have been disciplined for this? Yeah, probably she should have been.
Well, Bill, just finally, you mentioned the problems in the NFL. Let me just ask you finally, as we know, last week NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell broke his silence on this issue, promised real change. Mm-hmm. What do you think of the way the NFL has handled this
problem? I don't think they have handled it. Mm-hmm. I wish I could say that I had an original opinion on that, but virtually everybody who saw that press conference and has commented on it has said that nothing new under the sun. I mean, he apologized for mishandling it. He certainly has done that. And we can only hope that the attention focused on this nationwide and probably worldwide problem brings some effort towards addressing it in the future.
Maybe things have gotten so bad around this issue that we could see a change for the better.
One hopes.
Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, which can be heard right here on WBUR on Saturdays at 7 and again at 7 p.m. Bill, thanks.
Thank you, Anthony.
Well, that's it for today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.